It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week 10 of football's in the books. It is time to get ready for week 11. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Adding to the excitement of Week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when you sign up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, before we get going on quarter number two, we talked about this during the break that I keep teasing you about predicting that Sean Clifford would be a Heisman Trophy winner. That, of course, is our running joke that we've been going on. Although we both thought he would be much better this year and be a very talented quarterback, it is not true that Dustin Hawkinsmith predicted a Heisman for him. Correct, Dustin?
I said number one pick in the draft, 10-time All-Pro. I never said Heisman, Jim. Not once.
I stand corrected. So anyway, I do believe his Heisman candidacy is up for this year. It's not going to happen. However, that first round draft pick and 10-time Pro Bowl player, that's still on the table. So anyway, we did talk quite a bit about Sean Clifford in quarter number one. Quarter number two, I'd like to talk about the backup quarterback, or at least the backup quarterback until now, Will Levis. He came into the game, and it was a different team from that point forward, Dustin. What was your evaluation of Will's performance?
Well, I think you saw and felt the energy that he could bring off the bench last year when Sean Clifford got hurt. And there's no question in the middle of a game when you're struggling a little bit, especially with what he brings to the table, he can be an energizing force. Now, the question is he able to do that as he begins, you know, I would imagine as he begins a run here as Penn State's starting quarterback, can he do that without coming off the bench, without being the new guy, without being that fresh change? I think he showed some signs and showed some promise. And I think he did all that without, apparently they said on the TV broadcast, without hardly any reps with the first team this past week. So maybe he goes into a week, maybe some of the things where he was a little off with his wide receivers, maybe they can clean some of that up. He can work on getting on the same page with these guys. Again, James Franklin didn't make any declaration after the game, nor did I expect him to after this game. But if he gets a chance to work with the first team and, you know, maybe start to build some rapport and chemistry with them, I think there's some promise here beyond just being that, you know, that spark plug off the bench. I think he can be a solid quarterback. There were bits and pieces. There are things to still be concerned about. There are still some question marks about, you know, how high his ceiling is. But you saw some of the things that he could do that, you know, weren't really what Clifford is built to do. And I think you also saw a quarterback who was ready to kind of rock and fire, ready to see the play develop and fire the ball without overthinking, without double clutching. I think you saw somebody who was a little bit more comfortable and confident in the pocket. And then certainly in the run game too, not that Sean Clifford is a bad runner, but it's a little bit different when you've got basically a linebacker coming downhill at the other team's linebacker. So I think there are some things to build on here.
Well, my first thought, Dustin, is after the performance in the first three games, how in the world could the coaching staff, if true, not give Will Levis some reps with the first team this past week?
I don't know. That's secondhand information, but I don't know how you don't at least prepare him for that possibility. Or, you know, if James Franklin said last week, we need to get him more involved in the offense, you need to probably get him a little bit more involved in the practice too. So I really think it was just kind of double time last week after that Maryland game, everybody wondering why you can't pull the trigger at that point. I think he was working double time to establish with Sean Clifford, we still believe in you. And I think in this game, maybe it was to the detriment of his team against Nebraska.
I definitely think that is the case. Let's talk about Will Levis and his performance a little bit more. And we've talked previously about Sean Clifford being fairly athletic, speed and strength. He's definitely bigger than he was when he first arrived in State College. But there seems to be something missing with the athleticism. I'm not talking about speed. I'll talk more about quickness or athleticism or quick twitch. Easy for me to say there. But you saw I'll look specifically at the play where he made the long pass to a wide open Pat Freiermuth. The pass really wasn't that impressive. The guy was wide open, but the play was made when Will Levis escaped the rusher who had a clear shot at him. He made a wonderful move, twisting, rolling out to his left to make that throw. That's not a play that Sean Clifford would be able to make, in my opinion.
I would agree with that. And, you know, I think there's always a difference between, you know, I kind of studied baseball for a while, and you know, you're looking at, let's say, pitchers as being high effort versus kind of easy throwers. And the easy throwers are the ones that have the highest ceiling because they're not max torque every single play. I think I would equate some of that to this quarterback situation where, yeah, Sean Clifford can move and he can run, but there's a whole different story here with Will Levis's athleticism that just makes the game look a little bit easier. And I think that deep throw to Freiermuth was a perfect example of that. There was a degree of anticipation, and without even a thought, he was spinning 360 and rolling away from that potential sack. And I think that's one of the things where you have, you know, really elite athleticism. Sean Clifford is not a statue of a quarterback by any stretch, but Will Levis, I think you can see that smooth, easy athleticism that will show up in more situations like this one and kind of help him take a step toward being special. Now, ultimately, he's going to be defined by how he throws the football, how he throws in the pocket, how he can throw it on the move. And I have some questions about how accurate he can possibly be, not just because he went 14 out of 31, but just because the nature of some of his misses. And again, I mentioned it earlier, give him a chance to work with the ones more, and maybe some of those, maybe he's anticipating a little bit better, and maybe he's throwing the ball to better spots. The jury's still out on whether he can or can't be an accurate quarterback. And then the other point I would make about this is, you know, they have, even going back to last year, they kept the training wheels on this passing game with him in there just because he didn't have experience. And I get that. I understand that part of it. But when you saw it, I mean, this kid can throw the football, Jim, without question. He's got a really easy delivery. He's got a really nice ball. It looks like for somebody who can throw the ball hard, it looks like a nice catchable ball. And they just didn't really allow him until, you know, he's trying to come back against Nebraska to really try to let that loose. And it's something I feel like they can work it into a little bit more and acknowledge that Will Levis, he can throw the ball. Let's give him a chance in practice to get some reps with these guys, and let's let him let it rip. You know, I would love to see some more design rollout type plays where it's a pass first option and he can tuck it and run if he needs to. It was all too predictable watching the ball snap and him tucking it and running it last week. I think maybe you can spice that up a little bit. I don't know. We'll talk about this later, but I think Will Levis should be the guy moving forward.
I agree. And I'm not sure either about his accuracy, but I won't use this game as a determination for that, because I think we saw some glimpses. And to your point about rolling out and having an option, how about the play late in the game? I believe it was fourth down where he ended up escaping to his right this time and getting the ball to Parker Washington along the sidelines. Washington made a nice play down on his knees to get to it, but that showed me a bit of something of his ability to throw the ball on the move. Now, you're talking about accuracy, though, and I think you're probably alluding to those last two drives where they were around the 10-yard line both times, and all eight plays, because they went for it on fourth down both times, were passing plays. I didn't have as big an issue as everybody else did with calling eight passing plays. I wouldn't mind them running the ball, but I thought they were low percentage pass plays. A couple of them were those fades into the corner to not the biggest receivers in the world. What did you think of those two sets series of downs?
Fades into the corners. I think everybody's tired of that concept, don't you think? And you know, this is not a Penn State offense that trots out a bunch of 6'3" dudes. I mean, their top two receivers are 5'10". And I don't really understand the infatuation with throwing goal line fades. I don't really get that in any situation, but certainly with this group of wide receivers, it is a low percentage play. So I don't really understand that part of it. And I think there'd be a lot of people who would support that. But I think maybe you start to call some plays a little bit differently with Will Levis in there. Maybe the break from one game to the next will allow them to go back to the drawing board a bit. But you know, he's ultimately, I think, got to be better in the pocket of just dropping back, keeping his feet quiet, keeping his body quiet, and delivering an accurate ball. I don't know if we've really seen him do that very well. Even going back to the game he started last year against Rutgers, not a very good passing performance by him. But I think physically, I think he's got the arm motion, and I think he's got the body and the athleticism to do it. They just got to take the training wheels off. And I do think they have to your point, set him up for some success with some quick throws, some easy throws, some slants, some things to capitalize on his velocity and let him get into a rhythm and see what happens.
I agree with you, Dustin. I don't think we saw everything we could possibly see from Will Levis, but I believe we saw enough to see there's something there. There can be a winning quarterback there with Will Levis. All right, that's it for quarter number two and quarter number three. We're going to take a deeper look at this defense. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.